God spoke to me recently, and I saw this picture of traffic lights. And red, yellow, green. Red means, come on, we're giving you some help here now. Yellow means, green means, okay, one more time. Red means, yellow means, green means. I know there's some variations in the way that British lights come in and out, but never mind. We're going to stick with the idea of red means, yellow means, and green means, hallelujah. Don't you just love it when you're in a rush and every light seems to be on red? How many of you know what I mean? How many of you sit there tapping your accelerator and asking yourself why the... Isn't it funny how the car in front of you is always slow when the light becomes green? And it's like, engage, first gear, put your clutch out, accelerator down, come on, come on, come on. I am not the only impatient person in this house, am I? And Rachel's encouraging me all the time. You know when you're coming towards green lights, and she says to me, you're slowing down on purpose, waiting for it to go red. And I'm saying to her, no, I'm slowing down in case it goes to red. And then she follows it by, see, it's gone red. If you'd have kept going at speed, we'd have got through. She's not a backseat driver, but she is a side seat driver. I don't know about you, but I love green lights. But as I prepared this message, I felt God say to me, those lights are there for your good, to save you from a crash. And actually, when God says red, it's for your good. And sometimes he will say yellow, and actually wait. That's for our good. The problem of it is when he says green, are you ready for go? Are you prepared for go? It's a reminder to us, when God shows us lights like this, it's a reminder to us that God is watching over us. It's a reminder to us that when God says no, it's because he knows what's ahead and is saying to us, don't go there, don't do that, don't associate with this, because the red light of God can mean don't go there, don't associate with that person, don't say this, don't, stop, no, no way. And God sometimes says, wait, the timing's not right yet. It was said of Jesus even, his time had not yet come. He had a yellow light from the Father until he was 30 years of age before he then started his ministry. His time had not yet come, but thank God for the green lights. Now, how many of you know what I mean when I talk about AI? Not A1, that's closed. Or at least it is near our area anyhow. It was closed, well anyhow, don't let me on the A1 because that's been more or less closed for a long time. Artificial intelligence. Did you know that artificial intelligence knows where you are right now if you've got a mobile phone? It took pictures of you on the way in, number recognition on all the cameras. It knows every single time you make a phone call, every time you went on Facebook, that you're leaving a trail. And there is something called AI. I don't understand it. Wesley's tried a few times. I don't ask him anymore because I haven't got a spare 3 hours. And I don't really understand what he's telling me anyhow. But there is this computer in the sky, if you like, that knows everything about us. And you know, you go and repeat your insurance for your car, and they ask you, have you had an accident in the last 3 years? Why did they ask you that question? They already know. They know where I've been. They know everything about me. They know it's artificial intelligence. And it's like, if you make, you go onto Google, there are other search engines, but if you go into Google and you type in, well, I'll give you an example from my wife, shoes. Guess what comes up on her Facebook within minutes? Adverts for shoes, shoes, shoes. And then she says to me, why is all these adverts coming up on Facebook for shoes? You know, it's because there is this thing called artificial intelligence that is keeping its eye on us, But I want to tell you something. There's something much better than artificial intelligence. There's something called authentic intelligence. His name is Jesus. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, all knowing, watching over us, knowing exactly where we've been. Artificial intelligence only knows where we've been. It can't really predict very well where we're going. But I want to tell you something. God knows everything about where you're going to go to as well. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows everything about you. He knows the whole thing. And we're impressed with artificial intelligence. Well, I am sorry, but artificial intelligence pales into insignificance compared to the authentic intelligence of our awesome God, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who knows everything. A long time before artificial intelligence was original, real thing intelligence was, he is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and knows everything about us. And that's the God who's in control of the traffic lights in your life. Awesome. The journey ahead, you see, for you, is not a surprise to God. It's a surprise for me and you. We don't know what this week is going to hold, but God already knows it. He knows our future, and he knows it for two reasons. Number one, because he has foreknowledge. He's almighty. There's nothing that is a surprise to God. Number one, he knows it because of foreknowledge. But number two, he knows about it because of foreplanning. The Bible says, I have plans. I've made plans for you. So he knows it because he knows it, but he knows it because he planned it. So for two really important reasons, God knows everything about your life. He knows everything about your family, about your health, about your finances, about your job, about everything about you. He knows it because he knows it, and he knows it because he planned it. You know, in an organization like this, and, you know, in a little while, we'll be into our second service, and this place will be filled out and all the rest of it. You know, behind this all happening, and like Christmas at Destiny is going to be awesome. I want to tell you something. It is going to be awesome. It just happened like that. You know, behind the organization and administration and planning and vision and praying and everything, I don't believe in the church fairy. But I am very grateful for people who have worked it out and worked it out and worked it out and planned and have given extra time and given, you know, and all the preparations. And I mean, we are ready now, aren't we? Come on, guys, we are ready, are we not, for Christmas? It's because it's planned. So when it all works out exactly like we planned, with a few hiccups, when it works out exactly as planned, we will say to ourselves, those of us that are involved in making all this happen, we'll say, yeah, I knew that was going to come, and I know what's coming next. Oh, and by the way, I know what's coming next, and I know what's coming next. And then we know what's coming on Christmas lunchtime. We'll say goodbye. We're having a few days off. That's very satisfying to see your plans work out. Can you imagine how God feels about you? Because he's done the planning. He's prepared it even before time was, even before the creation of the world was. He planned it for you. I mean, God is not scratching these details on the back of an envelope somewhere trying to catch up. It's all sorted. It's all done. And that's the God who's in control of the traffic lights on your life. And when we are making decisions, when we are making choices in our life, Almighty God is looking at us and saying, red light. We'll get it. There you go. And then we're making plans, and he'll say, whoa, whoa, not just yet. And he'll give us amber. Is it yellow, amber? I've just been in America for quite a long time. They don't know what amber is. Okay, yellow, amber. And then sometimes when we're making plans, God says, yeah, there's my boy, there's my girl, I want you to go and do this, and he gives us the green light. Why? Because he's planned it, and he knows it, and he's trying to save us from making a stupid decision, and he's trying to encourage us into making a good decision. So when God gives you the green light, you know he's got his thumbs up to you, he's got his heart is saying, yeah, he's bursting with pride about you because you're actually making the right decision. It's called the will of God. God has a will. You're written into God's will and his purpose, every detail of it. God is interested in every detail. He's interested in who you'll marry. He's interested in the kids that you will have. He's interested in the house that you'll buy. He's interested in the church that you'll be part of. And he's saying, good choice, destiny. He's interested in everything. Sometimes when we make a decision that we're going to do this, he'll say, red light. Sometimes he'll say, amber light. Wait. Hang on a minute. Your time has not come. But today we're talking especially about when God gives you the green light. It's called the will of God. And he's given you those lights because by his foreknowledge and by his foreplanning, he knows what's ahead. And he's saying, don't go there. Not yet. Or go. We need to understand the will of God if we're going to respond to those lights. Or else we're just going to get frustrated. If you see a red light when you're driving to work tomorrow, you're going to get frustrated. If you find a red light when God puts up in front of you, it's like, just can't make any way forward. You're going to get frustrated unless you realize something called the will of God. And theologians talk about leading, the leading. We feel the leading of the Holy Spirit. We feel the leading of the Word of God. We feel the leading. It's God saying, come on. It's like you're taking for the dog for a walk. And you say, come on. And you have a little treat in your hand. And it runs the other way. We're like that with God, aren't we, sometimes? There's God. He's reaching out his hand with blessings in our hand. And he's saying, follow me. And we run the other way. And I'm sure that God is there with his head shaking, saying, if only you knew the leading that I'm giving to you, you would understand that I am not there to hurt you. I'm there to protect you. And I'm there to bring you into good things. I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to give you hope and a future. The blessing of the Lord is going to be there. Awesome for us. We need to understand the will of God. And we need to learn how to detect the voice of the Holy Spirit so we understand the leading of God so that we don't get too frustrated when God gives us a red light and that we're very ready when God gives us a green light. Hallelujah. You remember the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt? It was a really happy day. They were glad to see the back of the Egyptians. They'd been slaves there for a long time. And they ran away and they faced a Red Sea. With the army behind them and a Red Sea behind them, it didn't take them very long to start to complain to Pastor Moses about they were in a fix. I really enjoyed this. That was something that Stephen Furtick, who's the pastor of Elevation Church in the United States, said this. He said, God will give you a red light at your Red Sea. Let me tell you again, God will give you a red light. God will give you, a green light when you face your Red Sea. You're on a journey, you come against an obstacle, God's going to make your way through that obstacle for you. And he did. He opened the sea and they went through on dry ground. Whatever you're facing right now that you might feel like is a red sea in front of you, God is about to give you a green light and make a way for you through the Red Sea, through the difficulty, through the trouble, through the wartime, because God is going to give you a green light when you face your Red Sea. See, Abraham, he was off on a journey. Do you remember? He was living in Ur of the Chaldees, and God said to him, I want you to leave and go and find a city who's building and maker as God. And in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2, the Lord said to Abraham, go to the land I will show you. That's his green light moment. This is now not a question. God's saying, I'm going to show you green light moment, and I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. We know his journey ahead was difficult. We know that he had to wait a long time to go and become the father of many nations. But when God has said, go, that's your green light. And you can face the future no matter how long it is or how difficult it is, because God gave you a green light. When God has given you a green light, you can expect a miracle birth coming sometime soon. There was a woman that was caught in adultery. Do you remember? They brought it before Jesus and said, stone her. That's all the religious people. Don't you just love religious people? Pious people who'd want to wag a finger at you, and you, once you make a mistake, kill him. Well, we don't say kill him now. We say other things, but it's the same thing. You know, you've got to be perfect in the eyes of some people who are pious in their own thinking, but not very really truthful in their own lives. The Bible says, don't think about the speck that is in your brother's eye, whereas you've still got a plank in your own eye. And these guys came in with planks in their eyes. I've met some of those people as well. They came in with planks in their own eye and said to Jesus, this woman, she deserves to die. And Jesus said, okay, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Soon they disappeared. He's left alone with the woman and he says to her, go and sin no more. That's her green light. She thought she'd come into this courtroom. She was expecting a red light from Jesus. She was expecting this whole thing to end up in tears. She was expecting that red light moment. But Jesus didn't even say, Amber. Jesus said to her, green light, lady. Off you go. Go and sin no more. That's the grace of Jesus Christ. And what he did for that woman, he can do for us today. Peter even asked for a green light. Do you remember he was in the boat one day? The storm was coming and Jesus came walking across the water. Do you remember that? And Peter's on the side of the boat and he says, Jesus, if that is you, ask me to come to you. Give me the green light and I'm out of this boat. And Jesus gave him the green light. He walked out the boat, walked on the water. It was an amazing experience. Don't be afraid to ask God for some green lights. Don't be afraid to ask God to give you some of those miracle opportunities, those incredible times when you can live in the good of all that God said ever that he wanted for you to do. So, understanding why God gives us a red light or a yellow light or a green light is part of the understanding we need to have to recognize the will of God and to understand the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives so we end up in the right place doing the right thing with the right people at the right time. Oh, I tell you, I want to be in the will of God, don't you? Hallelujah. I got 5 things that I want to share with you right now before I come to the end of this because I'm going to ask the question, how do we recognize the colors on our traffic lights, and what do they mean, and how do we get it right? Number one, the Bible. Number two, the voice of the Holy Spirit. Number three, wise counsel. Number four, give it time. And number five, faith will excite you. Come back in the Bible. God will never ever lead you somewhere that the Bible has said you shouldn't go. It is our Google Maps. How many of you disagree with the woman inside your car? And I'm not talking about your wife. I'm talking about Mrs. Google, who says, turn left. Yesterday, we were out together doing something down in the Sheffield area, and she kept telling me, turn left. And I said, no. And I kept saying, I was talking to my phone. It's a sign of intelligence, artificial intelligence. And I kept saying to her, I know better. We say that to God, don't we, sometimes? No, I know better. I want to tell you something. When God says no, you better stop. When God says wait, you better wait. When God says go, you better go. The Bible is the final word as far as God is concerned, concerning anything and nothing. Not even if somebody comes and tells you, the Holy Spirit woke me up in the middle of the night and spoke clearly to me to go and do this, and it's the opposite of what the Bible says. They are wrong, and this is right. This time, that time, and every time. It's his word. It will never change. Let's not screw up stuff just because it's convenient. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp, the green light to my feet, and it's a light, a green light to my path. It's his word that is. It's not my thinking or somebody else's words. God's word. That's number one, the Bible. Have you got it? Number two, the voice of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Holy Spirit is given when Jesus left. He ascended to heaven. I'm going to send another who's going to be with you. He's going to be a comforter. He's going to be a helper. I am grateful when I'm driving in a city or I don't know where I'm going, for Mrs. Google and Mrs. Critchley. They are my helpers. The Holy Spirit is your helper. He's with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never abandon you. We just need to learn how to listen to the Holy Spirit and let the peace that he wants to bring. The Holy Spirit will never trouble you unless you are doing... If you go and run a red light, you should expect the Holy Spirit to trouble you. Right? If you go and... Okay, let's have a few experiences, but real on the ground. If you're married and you decide that you're going to have an affair, expect to see a red light and expect the Holy Spirit to trouble you. You know, sometimes people say the Holy Spirit is gentle. He is, while you're on the green light and he's saying yes and he's going. But once we step and we go and start to, if you end up with bitterness in your heart and resentment and you're gossiping about somebody, expect the Holy Spirit to trouble you. The red lights in our lives will bring the Holy Spirit. It's called conviction. The Bible talks about the conviction. There's a conviction of the Holy Spirit that will come and say, But when you're on a green light and God's given you a green light and you're walking according to the Holy Spirit's way and saying, this is the way, walk you in it, the Holy Spirit will bring peace in your heart. And we need to learn how to understand the voice of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 20 and 22, it says, they were compelled by the Spirit about going to Jerusalem. So there's a direction there. They were compelled. It wasn't the Holy Spirit saying, well, maybe you should go to Jerusalem. No, they were compelled. It was like a passion something, and they were compelled by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will speak. He will direct you, the green light in a direction. In Isaiah 30, verse 21, it says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk you in it. Holy Spirit wants to speak to you. You're here today because the Holy Spirit spoke to you. Some of you have been on this journey with me a very long time because the Holy Spirit put you on the way. Some of you have joined us just very recently. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit has put you in the right place and he's speaking to you and he's giving you a green light. A green light of God saying, this is my will concerning you. Walk you in it. Number three, wise counsel. Really important to not make big decisions about our life in a vacuum. God has given us to the church. He's given us godly leaders who are anointed, ordained by God to help you make good choices. They, me, are not perfect. We will make mistakes ourselves. We'll all make mistakes. But I want to tell you something. When you seek the counsel of a godly leader, you're not only seeking him with his wisdom or her with her wisdom, but you are attaching yourself to that anointing. And there is a power that will come and help you. There's a wisdom, there's an insight through the anointing. Don't just say, oh, well, he's made some mistakes in his life, or I've made some mistakes, I'm never going to listen to him. Because you're not just receiving him, you're receiving the anointing that he's moving in. And I want to tell you something, that anointing is the Holy Spirit who's never made a mistake. It's good to be able to come and receive counsel so that you don't make a crazy decision all on your own without any counsel whatsoever. The Bible says in Proverbs 19, 20, 21, it says, listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end, then you will be wise. Many are the plans of a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose, his will, that will prevail. You know, I've had many ideas in the middle of the night when I've been sort of half sleeping, half dreaming that I thought were absolutely wonderful. And I woke up and breakfast the next day and I shared them to Rachel and she just says, are you sure? And then the word of counsel comes to me. Or maybe I've gone to the elders and said, you know, da-da-da-da. And it's like in a discussion, I think like, do you know what? That wasn't such a great idea. We all need the wisdom and the input of godly people who are moving in their anointing. But be careful who you talk to, because there's some crazy people out there who will tell you anything. So it'll be selective. Be careful about who you listen to. Number four, give it time. You know, my mother always used to say, whatever you do in haste, you will repent of at your leisure. How many of you heard that phrase before? You know, and there's been a few decisions in my life way back, you know, that I think like, wow, if I had my time to do, I would take a little bit longer to make that decision. Best decision I ever made, of course, is giving my life to Jesus. The next best decision that I ever made, nearly 45 years ago now, was to marry this beautiful woman. And, you know, I've never repented of that one single moment in my life. Why? Because it was a God-ordained decision, and we were careful in the way that we put it together, and having been in the right place with the right person for the right, it is the most incredibly secure place to be in. Give it time. Don't be in a haste. You know, mostly God gives you time. We have a little phrase that we talk about at home all the time when we're making decisions, and we say, okay, full stop, let's sleep on it, and let's go and ask God about it. We'll never make a financial decision without we sleep on it. You know, well, there's only one left and you're the person. How many of you have been told that by a salesman? And we said to the salesman, well, if it goes to somebody else, that's fine. It was never supposed to be God's will for me, but we are going to sleep on it. And that helps you. God wants you to take time. Leading of the Holy Spirit is never in a rush. He's talking about your lifetime, and waiting and evaluating something is not a problem. The Bible says in Psalm 37, verse 7, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Don't be in a rush. If you make a hasty decision, you will end up repenting for it in your leisure and time to come. So you feel the leading of God, you're thinking about something, give it some time, sleep on it a while, talk, seek some counsel, go to God and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to weigh this, I'm going to see. And I'll tell you something, if it stays with you after a season of waiting, then you can be pretty well sure that it's going to stay with you for a long time still to come. Amen? And fifthly and lastly, faith will excite you. When it's faith. Faith will excite you. Sometimes we get excited about our imagination. I'm not talking about, you know, oh, I want a new car. Oh, I'm excited about a new car. I'm sure this is the will of God for a new car. No, hang on a minute. Sleep on it. I don't mean sleep on your car. I mean sleep on the idea. Sleep on it. Wait on. And is this really the right thing? Because we want to have an excitement, a confidence, an assurance. That's what I'm talking about in our heart because of faith. Because when you've heard God say to you, this is the way, this is my will, this is my green light for you, then you go, whoa, that's great. And you make your decision, the green light comes on, and you are on your way. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 and 8 says this, when He opens a door that no man can shut, and what He shuts, nobody can open. See, I've set before you an open door that no man can shut. And when God says that to you, you go, yeah, green light all the way. Because no man can turn. No man can turn your traffic lights to red when God's put it on green. Hallelujah. They might try and put a red light all the way around it, but you can see through that red light. You can see God's green light shining out on you, and you say, God, faith excites me. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9 says, I have, because a great door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many who oppose me, but who cares about people who oppose us when God's given us the green light? God's got a work for you to do, an effective work. God's got, you know, you're going to be a great mom. You're going to be a great dad. You're going to be a great worker. You're going to be a great businessman. You're going to be a great educator. You're going to be a great dramatist or music writer or whatever it is that God's called you to be. God is giving you a green light to go and be the best, the most effective, the most incredible you that He intended you to be. People will oppose you. People will criticize you. People will be jealous of you. And if that happens, welcome to my club. You know, when we used to lead a church of like 60 or 70, nobody was that against me. Then God started to bless us and the thing grew and grew and grew. And you know, everybody wants now to find some reason why they can't say, well, Ian Christian and Destiny, you know, our destiny. Well, I don't listen to all of that stuff. I say, God, you've opened to us an effective door of ministry, which is reaching hundreds. And we're reaching out to our city and to our county and to our nation. And through this, just to the nations of the world. Faith excites me. Hallelujah. The Bible says again to Peter, he said, the Spirit told me, that was about Peter, to have no hesitation about going with them. You remember when he had the dream? See, when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you have no hesitation. These were people, a bit of a ministry to the Gentiles that he hadn't really thought about doing. But when God speaks it, you know, when God, it produces an excitement in you. And he went out of his room and went off with these guys to go to the Gentiles. And the whole aspect of his ministry opened up. God's got great plans for you. Faith will excite you. I'm concluding with this to say, you know, there are many things that have already got a red light on. Let me tell you about some of the things that have got the red light on you, the red light on me, and that red light will never change. Sex before marriage is a red light. Being deceitful and lying has got a red light. Having bitterness and unforgiveness in your heart is a red light. being jealous like we're talking about, has got a red light. Okay, we live in a world that says, well, you know, as long as you feel it's okay, it's okay. No, it's not okay if the Bible says it's not okay. It's red light. The amber light or the yellow light, you know, just because God shows you an amber light doesn't mean it's never going to happen. It just means, wait, hang on, let's wait for the timing. Don't be restless. Continue to pray about it. Be calm. Be steadfast in the waiting. I've had to wait a bit more than I would have liked quite a lot of times in my life. We had to wait as a church to see God bring us through to a day. We're still waiting now for the more that God has got for us. It doesn't mean no. It means wait. But you know something? There's a green light for you coming. Maybe the green light has already started to shine in your light, and in your life there's a green light. There's a green light about your health. There's a green light about your wealth. There's a green light coming for your wisdom. There's a green light coming for your marriage. There's a green light coming for kids. There's a green light coming for your ministry and your effectiveness within the church of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I know the plans that I have for you. And those plans are going to be to bless you, to help you, to bring you through to all that he ever had in his will. The traffic lights are merely there to help us on our leading. So we stay on the right path. We don't go down a path we're not supposed to. That's a red light. We don't get too hasty. That's a yellow light. But we are ready to go when God gives us the green light. Hallelujah. God is a way maker. He's not a dead end street God. He's a way maker. He's a door opener. I'm the door. He's a God who's making a way for you. He's a God who's opening up opportunities for you. He's a God with grace that says to you, you know, you might be a teenager. I've got great plans for you. You might be an octogenarian or more. I'm looking around to see if we've got anybody 90 plus. No, somebody might be watching me who's 90 plus that. But you know, God has still got plans for you. God has got good plans for you. If you're a teenager here today and you're young, I want to challenge you. I need you to hear, to see your green light. I need you serving God right by the side of this older guy. We need together to go and say, world, we are going to bring the goodness, the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what this Christmas is all about, a time when we can lift Jesus high and we can say, come on, together, let's go and do something great. I believe that God has given us the green light as far as this Christmas is concerned, where we're going to see more people born again this Christmas time than we've ever seen ever before. We've seen people born again recently. We've seen people born again in our outreaches last Christmas. But this time, the day is coming. It's our time. He is the Waymaker. Hallelujah. Come on, let's stand together. Come and stand with me, everybody. These guys are going to lead us in that song. If you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, make sure you do. Come and talk to us maybe at the end of the service and we'll tell you why it is so good to be a Christian. And come on, let's sing this. Come on, take it from me.
Who you are, yes you are, way maker, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Oh my God, that is who you are. Come on, declare it today, yes you are. A way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is, even when I don't see it. And even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it.